Hi, everyone. Welcome to our daily devotionals. Today's passage comes from Mark chapter 14. And as I've shared in the past, some of these chapters are quite long, but today's chapter is especially long. It's 72 verses. And so I highly encourage you to open up your Bible or your Bible app and follow along with me. Once again, this is Mark chapter 14. And let me start, obviously, with verse 1. It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him. For they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people." And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly, and she broke the flask and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, "Why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me, for you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money, and he sought an opportunity to betray him. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. There, prepare for us." And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, he came with the 12, and as they were reclining at table and eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be sorrowful and to say to him one after another, "Is it I?" He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." And as they were eating, he took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly, I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. But he said emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said the same. And they went to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed, that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to him, said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." And immediately while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard." And when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me, but let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all left him and fled. And the young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body, and they seized him. But he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. And they led Jesus to the high priest. And all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. And Peter had followed him at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another, not made with hands.' Yet even about this their testimony did not agree." And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But he remained silent and made no answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." And the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further witnesses do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?" And they all condemned him as deserving death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy." And the guards received him with blows. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, seeing Peter warming himself. She looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene, Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you mean." And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girls saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again, he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. And he broke down and wept. This is one of the chapters that is leading up to Jesus' crucifixion. And as we've just read 72 verses, there's so much that we could be talking about. But today I want to focus on the last 7 verses that focus on Jesus' denial of Jesus Christ 3 times. In verse 54, we see that Peter followed Jesus to the Jewish Sanhedrin to stand trial for blasphemy, saying that he is the Christ. Peter had followed him at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now, Jesus had been declared to be speaking blasphemy, which is subject to the death penalty. The death penalty is something that only the Roman governor Pilate was able to execute, so Jesus was now being sent to Pilate. And then we read this exchange between Peter and several accusers that he is one of the disciples who is with Jesus. 3 times he was accused of knowing Jesus, and 3 times Peter denies that he even knows who this Jesus is. Earlier in this chapter, Jesus predicted Peter's denial, and it all came true. And Peter knew this too. When he heard the rooster crow a second time, he remembered what Jesus had predicted. what Jesus had prophesied, and he broke down and wept. The question I'm wrestling with here is, why do the gospel, specifically, why did the gospel of Mark, why does this gospel share this specific account of Peter's denial? I don't think it's so that we can judge Peter. I don't think it is just random information or additional information for us to know what the gospel is really about. In fact, I think all of us could really sympathize with Peter. He's waiting outside the gates of possibly one of the largest trials going on at that time, a man named Jesus declaring to be the Christ, the Messiah. Blasphemy, death penalty, send him to Governor Pilate. Who wouldn't deny knowing Jesus? And so why did the gospel share this account? Well, I think it's twofold. First, it's primarily to elaborate the shame and loneliness and betrayal that Jesus had to endure. Mark 14, verse 27 says, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. Jesus went through a lot of shame and loneliness and betrayal as he was going towards the cross. And so first, I think it's just to It's primarily to elaborate and to kind of delineate that shame and loneliness and betrayal. Secondly, I think it's also to warn us that if we follow Christ, we too will experience the same kind of persecution as he did. Jesus told his disciples of this as well. Peter denied Jesus because he was afraid that he might experience the same kind of persecution as Jesus. You know, it's one thing to know this from a theoretical standpoint, but when push comes to shove, when the rubber meets the road, will you say, I do not know this man? Or will you say, I know him. He is the Christ. He is my Lord and my Savior. My main conviction from this chapter, from this last passage in chapter 14, is that denying the fact that Peter knew Jesus was an indirect way of denying Jesus himself. It's possible to passively be around Jesus and yet actively deny Jesus. It's possible to be going to church every Sunday, going to family group, going to microchurch, and yet actively deny Jesus. And so today, I want us to just be reminded of the kind of shame and loneliness and betrayal that Jesus endured, but to also take seriously what it means to follow Christ. To know that as we pursue Jesus, he calls us to acknowledge Christ before our Father in heaven, and to know that those who deny Christ before men, the Father will also deny us. And those who acknowledge Christ before men, he will also acknowledge us before our Father. Matthew 10, verses 32 to 33 says, So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Let's reflect on Jesus' journey to the cross, to understand the kind of punishment and shame and loneliness that he endured. And let's also redeclare today once again our devotion and our commitment to following Christ, even in the midst of persecution and suffering, knowing that it will lead to great glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, and Lord, we just thank you for the suffering and the loneliness and the shame that Jesus endured for our sins. Lord, forgive us for the ways that we have been like Peter. The ways that, Lord, we have denied Christ. When push comes to shove, Lord, we so often turn away and we say, Lord, I don't know this man. I don't know who this Jesus is, but Lord, I pray that you would help us to acknowledge Christ before men, even in the midst of suffering and persecution, even if it costs us our popularity and our status. Lord, I pray that you would help us to acknowledge Christ before our colleagues and our classmates, our friends and family members, so that more people will come to know who Jesus is. And so, Lord, we just pray, Lord, for faith. We pray for faith in the midst of hardship, and that you would give us faith in the midst of persecution. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us for today's devotional, and let's just continue to make Christ known as our Lord and Savior. Let's continue to declare who Jesus is in our life, saying that we know who this Jesus is. Have a great day.